Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 479. I really appreciate you tuning in. And if you're a first-time listener, well, what we do is we talk about dentistry in the way that it affects life and the way it affects you. And it's kind of like life through the eyes of a dentist. We want to encourage everyone to have healthy teeth, healthy gums, beautiful smile, and keep your teeth for a lifetime. And today's episode is going to help with that, because today's episode is called, well, Dr. Kvitko brings you 15 powerful tips to help you save the teeth you have for a lifetime and save money while doing so. So the key is on saving your teeth, but I know everybody wants to save money, so I thought let's come up with some ideas that can help you do that. Some of them are going to be mundane, some of them are going to be kind of interesting to you, and so hopefully, but every single one of them will be of help. Okay, before we get started, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko, and if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. It is Dr. Kvitko and Associates. All right, and all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. And if you want to watch live, you can go to ustreamtv.com right now and type in either Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile, okay? I try to put a little slideshow on there and help you see the kind of topics that we are talking about. And we bring you celebrity guests, we bring you interesting folks, and just all kinds of like research and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully, now that you're tuned in, you'll be a listener for life. Okay, so let's get on to the list that I have, and this time I don't have to give credit to anybody but myself, because I created this list. Usually this time in the show I'm like giving props to whomever has done the research, because I don't want to steal anybody's stuff, but, and by the way, there are probably more than 15, and I have a feeling I could do two or three shows about this, but we're going to start with 15 and see how it goes. All right, oh, and by the way, have you ever had one of those days when you were just totally out of sorts, where you had to, you realized that you should have been somewhere, and but it was really late? Like, okay, so here's an example. I woke up today thinking it was a different day. I woke up today thinking it was Monday, and I'm feeding the cat, and I'm just lollygagging around, you know, and thinking, oh, you know, I could even go to sleep for another 10 minutes if I wanted to, because I thought it was Monday. I thought it was a day where I had to go to work. And so I get the newspaper, and it's this big, fat, package of, it's this huge paper, and I'm going, why is the paper so fat on Monday? And then I go, wait a minute, it's Sunday. I have to get to the station. So I had to hurry up out. But just so you know, even on that day, there's a method to my madness. I brushed my teeth. I did not run out of the house without brushing my teeth. That's the most important thing. And so the very first thing on my list is, this is going to sound cliche, but if you want to save money on dental care, brush your teeth. Brush your blinking teeth. Do it every day. And you have to do it regularly, and you have to do it thoroughly. I can't tell you how many times people come in, they're sitting in my chair, and I'm telling them I have a cavity or two, and they're telling me, how could I get a cavity? I brush my teeth 10 times a day. And I look at them and I say, well, I believe you, but there's a good chance you're not doing it thoroughly enough, or maybe properly, because what they don't know is I'm seeing plaque everywhere, you know? So we tend to brush our teeth mindlessly, just like we dry off after a shower. You know, if you look at the towel after you've taken a shower and it's hanging up over the curtain or whatever, it's going to have the same wet spots in all of the same places as it did the last 3 days in a row. Yet if I asked you to describe how you dry yourself off, you're not going to be able to. Well, that's okay for drying off after a shower, but it's not okay for brushing your teeth, okay? So you need to have a specific goal, a specific pattern, so you know that every single tooth is getting brushed, the outside, the inside, the biting surface, okay? And in that way, and then, you know, go back and feel with your tongue. If you feel something fuzzy, you're not done. Go back and do it again, okay? That's your single most powerful way to avoid having to spend a lot of money on the dentist. Okay, it is. It just really is. You know, I'm living proof of that. I see a dentist, I see my associates, but sometimes we're busy. I don't go as often as I should. I mean, I'm there every day, but I don't have them sit down and say, hey, it's time for my exam or my cleaning. I can tell you that more often than not, I'm a little behind. However, they haven't found anything in 20 years. Why? Because I brush thoroughly. And so, you know, you need to do that too. And here's another thing. Brush after you eat. Not just in the morning, not just at bed. Brush. If you brush right away after you eat, and I do this, I definitely do this, is you get all the food off. You get all the stuff off right away. So what I'm saying is keep a toothbrush in your purse or in your coat pocket. You know, every place, all your places of business have restrooms with sinks. They're required by law. And there's no law against saying, hey, I'm going to the restroom. They don't have to know that you're brushing your teeth in there. You know, for all they know, you just have to use the restroom. So it's not illegal to brush your teeth at work. So after lunch, brush all that stuff off. First of all, you'll be sure you don't have a seed between your two front teeth or something. And secondly, you're going to have no food in there for the bacteria that are in your mouth to live on. Okay? So that's really what it comes down to. Now, that leads me to the very next one, which is, and my producer was making the motion thinking I was going to forget this one, but number two is floss your teeth. All right. I think it was last week or a couple weeks ago, I mentioned a stat that I found that said it's estimated that if you don't floss, you're missing 35% of the tooth surfaces that are in your mouth. Okay. And guess what? A large part of the cavities we see start in between the teeth. So you have to clean the entire teeth, the entire tooth, all of every part. And, you know, if you do that, you're going to also avoid gum disease, too, because you can have a mouthful of healthy teeth and still lose them all. If you've had a lot of plaque on there, you haven't been brushing, you haven't been flossing, and it just builds up, it irritates the gums, they get red, they bleed, they recede, and before you know it, somebody like me is saying, oh man, Tina, John, I'm so sorry, but we have to extract all of your teeth. And they're like, what? Nothing hurts. Well, guess what? If you don't have enough bone to hold a tooth in, it's going to fall out on its own. We may as well get it out for you, and we can make you partials or dentures or whatever, or implants. Okay, so those are the two most important ones. And I know it sounds cliche, and I know this show is not about brushing and flossing. This show is about saving you money and having all of your teeth by when you're 80, 90. You know, on your deathbed, you should have all of your teeth unless you had your wisdom teeth out or unless you had some teeth out for braces. But you should not lose teeth to tooth decay and gum disease. It's just not necessary. It's not normal, and it's not needed. Okay, I think I said that twice. So that was numbers 1 and 2. Brush your teeth and floss your teeth. Okay, number 3. See your dentist regularly. Now, I'd love it if you would come to see me. But, hey, if you don't live in Columbus, I understand. If you do live in Columbus, you have no excuse but to come to me. Again, that is cliche, isn't it? But you need to come at least twice a year. And if you do, I can catch things when they are small and we can fix them with smaller, less expensive restorations. Remember I said this show was going to be about saving money? And because if you do it on a regular basis and we catch things when they're little, then you have a little filling with a little price tag. If you wait until a tooth is broken, or you wait until a tooth is sore, or you wait until a tooth is rotten, then guess what? The repair is going to be more expensive. Now you would be looking at either a root canal, which, by the way, those run on a molar about $1,200-$1,300, crowns, which can run anywhere from, I don't know, $1,100 to $1,500 or $1,600. You have a huge filling first that has to go in there. You're talking about anywhere from $300 to $500, depending on how much of the tooth. So, hey, why would you want that when you can have a little $150 filling or a $200 filling or something, right? So this show is about saving you money. Now, toothpaste is not very expensive. And I think I had a stat last week that said in the U.S. we buy 140 million gallons of toothpaste in a year. With all that toothpaste, you'd think there wouldn't be any cavities. But I guess if you're not brushing right or not brushing often enough, or, you know, who knows? I guess that's what happens. So Anyway, now, so the first three, you're thinking, oh, he's just looking to get business, and I know I should brush and all that, but I'm telling you, folks, this is the way. Oh, by the way, think about it. So, you know, remember I said twice a year? Well, we get a crack at you, you know, so if you come twice a year, right, that's 2 days out of 365. So I only have two chances to help you keep your mouth healthy, and you have 363 chances to keep it that way, right? It's up to you. So if you don't brush or you don't come to me, I can't help you. And so you have to remember, because people, here's the thing, people have this psychologically, they think it's my job to prevent cavities in your mouth, my job to keep you healthy. And it is when you're there. But when you leave, hey, I can't be there to know if you're brushing. I'm not the one brushing for you. So it's really your own responsibility. Do it for you, because it doesn't matter if mom says brush and you don't want to brush because mom said to brush, well, and you don't brush, you're not hurting mom. You're just hurting yourself, because mom's still going to have her teeth. You're going to be the one that doesn't, right? So don't do it for anyone else. Don't do it for your spouse. Don't do it for a parent. Do it because you know you want a healthy mouth, healthy gums, beautiful smile, and you want to have that be the same smile you have on your deathbed, okay? So that's very important. Now here's one. Here's one where you'll all be able to relate to. Number four, I'm saying I want you to save money, right? But I'm also saying don't skip the dental x-rays. You may think you'd be saving money by skipping them, but it's the x-rays that allow me to catch problems when they are small and easy to correct. So I can't tell you how many people think they're saving money by saying, no, I think I'm going to skip the x-rays this time. I don't want to spend the $100 or whatever it is. Keep in mind, the cheapest filling is somewhere close to $200. So if you skip the x-rays and we miss a cavity when it's small, and then you finally do let us do x-rays in 2 years or 3 years, and now you have five cavities that you maybe wouldn't have had, or you would have five that are bigger than they would have been, you are definitely going to spend much, much more money than you would have if you'd let us do the x-rays, okay? So, and don't go into the office, don't come in and tell me, well, my insurance won't pay for them yet, so I don't want them. The insurance company's not looking out for you. They're not looking out for your dental health. They're not looking out for your pocketbook. They are strictly just looking out for their own, okay? They don't care. People think that they're a health insurance company, so therefore they care about health. That is not their business model. Their business model is to make as much money as they can, just like any other business. And so we shouldn't just assume, because they're selling dental insurance, that they care about dental health. In fact, in a lot of ways, they impede dental health by some of the policies, a lot of the policies that they have. And when I say policies, I don't mean insurance policies. I mean the procedures, the methods that they have employed to run their business, okay? So somebody in a room figured out if you can figure out a way to, let's just say we're only going to pay x-rays for every 5 years, we're going to make all this money. We don't care that the patient's cavities are going to get bigger. We just figure we'll make more money. And if the patients really want it, they'll pay for it themselves. But you have this whole underworld of people who think that the insurance companies are looking out for them, and therefore, if they're only going to pay for x-rays every 5 years, I must only need x-rays every 5 years. And that is totally, totally false. Let me say that again. That's totally, totally false. Don't believe it, guys. I see it every day. I see it every day. It's so sad that we're not able to prevent some of this decay. So, as you know, and if you don't, if you're that first-time listener, every week we do a Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and you're going to have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist. And what we do, but before we do the contest, we would like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final. And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and the question of the day is, True or false? One way to save money, meaning spend less on your dental care, is to tell your dentist you don't want x-rays taken. Is that true or is that false? All right, the winner's going to receive free flowers from the Santa's Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call is 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, but we don't have a winner yet. So the number is 614-459-9769. It's a true or false question. The question is, where did I put it? One way to save money, meaning spending less on your dental care, is to tell your dentist you don't want any x-rays taken. Is that true or false? And I can tell you, if you're just getting up or just tuning in, that is false. So if you want to call in and win free flowers from DeSantis Florist, the number, 614-459-9769. We'll go on with the show and we'll leave the lines open. Okay. We did have trouble with, I think, line one last week, and I guess AT&T is looking at it. So let's hope that they have it fixed. Okay. So the first, now we're up to number five. Drink your fluoridated tap water. Drink your fluoridated tap water. Don't filter it. When you put a filter on your tap, you're filtering out the fluoride. That's not exactly what you had in mind for your kids, was it? To not have fluoride in their teeth? So, you know, it's there for a reason. It is the single most beneficial public health initiative in history. And it really works. And people forget that by filtering their water, they're taking out the fluoride. And then also... You know, you have people that buy bottled water. You're not getting fluoride in that either, okay? So fluoride is going to prevent cavities. That saves you money. And also the fluoride treatments at the office, that's going to prevent cavities. It's like $35, $40 for fluoride. And remember, the cheapest filling is about $200. So you can have like five fluoride treatments over 2.5 years, and you're still spending less than one filling that you might get. Okay, so it looks like we might have a winner. All right, Tina. Are you there, Tina?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. Did you know the answer to the question before I kind of snuck it out there?
Yeah, I did. It's absolutely false because without x-rays, of course, you don't know what the heck you're doing.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. So, Tina, what do you do for a living?
I work for Home Depot, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can say it. We all go to Home Depot. That's a cool company. What do you do there?
I just work as a cashier.
Okay, taking people's money.
Yeah, taking people's money.
Hey, thank you so much for the call and for listening. Stay on the line so we can get the information as to where to send the flowers from DeSantis, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye now. All right, so congratulations to Tina, and we'll get those flowers out to her on Tuesday. So, numbers, we're doing 15 ways that you can save money, you know, and powerful tips to keep your teeth for a lifetime and be saving money in the process, okay? So, you know, sometimes people are kind of short-sighted. They think that they're going to save money by doing this, and then they realize later it cost them more. You know, oh, here's a good example of that. How about an oil change in your car? Yeah, I'm going to save money. I'm not going to change my oil. All right? So if I don't change my oil, what happens? My engine blows up, and now I need a new engine, which usually means you need a new car, and you could have saved a lot of money, not needed a new engine or a new car, if you had just taken care of the engine before by changing the oil and putting a new filter in, right? Okay, I think we all get the concept, but for some reason, when we talk about teeth, people don't make that connection. I don't know. It's kind of strange to me. Okay, so number six was, I guess I already alluded to, so I guess I've covered number six, which is saying yes to office fluoride treatments, not just the fluoridated water, but the ones in the office. All right, and let's go on to number seven. Be kind to your teeth. What do I mean by that? Don't open ketchup packets or bobby pins with your teeth. Don't bite open packages with your teeth. And be careful not to bite the spoon or the fork while you're eating. Some people do this at every meal. I've been to dinner with people, and every mouthful, you can hear their tooth hit the fork. It's like, there's got to be, you got to be a way that you can train yourself not to do that, you know? Because over time, you can, you're going to chip it. It's, you know, anything just, okay, here's a good example of that. You know how on your countertop at home, how you all know, everybody knows, we're not supposed to cut things right on the countertop, right? That's what cutting boards are for. But we've all done it. You do it, and you look at the countertop, and you say, I don't see a mark. Didn't mark my countertop. But guess what? Fast forward 5 years, you look at the countertop, and there are all these marks. Well, when did that happen? It started happening the first time you touched it with the knife. You damaged the little couple little molecules there, before you know it, there is a mark. Well, the same thing happens with teeth. So yeah, you open the ketchup packet, you open the chip bag, you open the bobby pin, and you don't see anything. So you think, it's not going to happen to me. And guess what? It does. So you, but then by the time it does, it's kind of too late, isn't it? So now you need me to fix it, which means filling, which means cost, right? So it'd be cheaper if you just open your bobby pins with your fingers or whatever, right? So that, now that's a habit. That's probably also a little bit like, you know, smoking or something. It's going to be a hard habit to break, but you can do yourself a lot of good and save yourself a lot of money if you do it. Okay. All right. Number seven. I'm sorry. That was seven. Number eight, avoid a lot of acid in your diet. Okay. Now we've talked a lot about how soda pop is acidic, but there are other things that are acidic too. Lemonade, grapefruit, right? Oranges. I'm not saying don't eat these things. I'm just saying be careful not to make sure that's not the only thing in your diet. And if you do eat or drink these things, you need to wash it down with water. You need to have a water chaser to get the pH back to normal, because acid erosion is essentially eroding away tooth structure, tooth surface, and needs to be repaired just like it was a cavity. And that means the same prices apply. So if I'm doing a crown for you, and I'm doing it because you had severe acid erosion, it's the same price as if I'm doing a crown for you because you had a big cavity. Okay? So that's one that you might not have thought about. Number nine, use a new toothbrush every 2 weeks. And I can see here that I'm not going to get to all 15. So, and I'm also looking at it, the clock going, it's probably almost time for a break. So let's do the toothbrush, and then we're going to go to break after that. So get a new toothbrush every 2 weeks. And I know you're already rolling your eyes going, well, that's going to cost me more money. Toothbrushes are what, $1.79 or $2.50 or something? I mean, we're talking $2.50. Even if you spend that, you get two a month, that's $5 a month, that's $60 in a year. And again, what's it going to do? It's going to prevent expensive fillings. It's going to expensive root canals and crowns. It's going to prevent gum disease. And you really owe it to yourself to spend that extra, spend about $5 a month, and you have a new toothbrush every 2 weeks. Okay, so as I was noticing at the clock, it is time to go to a break. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile, episode number 479, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita. Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kavitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kavitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kavitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kavitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of the Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kavitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. Thank you so much for joining me. It's episode number 479, and we're bringing you 15 powerful tips to help you save your teeth for a lifetime and save money in the process. And so the number 10 now is, this is going to sound funny, but it says, always pay whatever the extra cost would be to save a tooth rather than pulling it. So remember, I mean, the show is about saving money, and I'm telling you to spend extra, right? But that doesn't make sense. But here's why. You may think you'd be saving money by having your tooth extracted, but it is always, always cheaper to save your natural tooth than it would be to replace it once it's gone. Okay? And then some of you are saying, yeah, but if I just have it out and don't replace it, then I'm money ahead. Not really. Not even close. And here's why. If you have a tooth extracted and you don't fill in the space, all the other teeth start to shift. The one in the front starts to lean back, the one in the back starts to lean forward, the one above it, if it's a bottom tooth, it's no longer has nothing to bite against, starts dropping down, trying to figure out where that tooth went that I used to bite against. And so now your arch is collapsing. It becomes harder to chew on that side. So guess what? You do most of your chewing on the other side, and now you're going to wear those teeth down more than you should. And it just starts this whole cascade of things that you really don't want to deal with, especially if you want to have all of your wonderful, beautiful teeth for a lifetime on your deathbed, okay? I keep saying it that way. I can't think of a better way to say it. I'm just saying for your entire life. And, I mean, wouldn't it be cool to be able to have a, you know, flash a grin at any point in your life? So, and I just got the 2 minutes warning. That's funny. Okay, so I guess that turned out to be the top 10 powerful tips that, that, you know what I'll do is I'll make another show out of the other five because there are so many more. And so, yeah, in the future, coming up in a week or two, we'll have a show that is, we'll call it five more or eight more tips to help you keep your teeth for a lifetime and save money. Okay. So, but anyway, and you know what? I'm going to use this little bit of time that I have and let me just see how much time it really is because I want to get this just right. Ooh, I only have like 30 seconds. Okay. Dentistry from the Heart. My next Dentistry from the Heart event, June 9th, 8 in the morning till 4 p.m. all day. Everybody's going to be getting free fillings, free extractions, free cleanings. We need more dentists. We're starting to get some. We have like two or three dentists now. We have two or three hygienists, but we would like more. And so please call my office at 614-262-9588 to sign up, please. We'd really appreciate it. And if you're a patient in need of care, just you can just come. Or if you have questions, you can call us and we'll give you information. All right. So that's all the time we have today. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kavitko. And go to my office Facebook page and like us. Remember, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week, right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.